Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you caught the last part of that, too, because especially with the analytics of Ohio State and watching what they've been able to... I was really intrigued by the fact, first of all, that they haven't given up a touchdown in the second half all season. And then the other part of it is that they had that 11-minute drive on Saturday. And again, this isn't just about Ohio State, Michigan. This is about watching a team learn from their mistakes from the year before, because, you know, Ohio State loses 13-10 to Michigan the year before, and you ask yourself why, and then you're like, well, they didn't have the ball in the second half. Michigan had a nine-minute drive that ended up with an interception, but it was enough that if Ohio State didn't get anything going on the next series of downs, which they didn't, then Michigan would have a chance to turn things around. And that's a huge reason why they won 2 years ago. It's also the same reason why Ohio State was able to win this year. Now, Ohio State's offense was better than it was the year before, and Bo Jackson had a great game, and they needed that running attack. And, man, Bo has been so special this year. It's been so fun to watch him play. And but, again, it goes back to ball control offense and eating the clock and making sure you can get get the third down, get the fourth down if you're going to go for it, and continue to just ravage the clock, because that's what Ohio State's done not only in that game against Michigan, but they've done it all season long, because Ryan Day believes that they're going to play 16, 17 games this year, and he knows he's got to keep guys fresh. So the whole approach to the game, not only the talent they have on the field, the talent they've been able to utilize that would be on the bench because they want to expand out the games as far as talent is concerned. Look how many wide receivers they've used the last couple of weeks. And they're still using 3, 4, 5 running backs in a game. It might not be Peoples this week. It might be, you know, Donaldson or somebody else. But when you look at what they've been able to do, there is a total method to their madness, and it's been fun to watch.
We'll be talking more Ohio State Big Ten Championship game. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic joining us in about 15 minutes here. I want to go back to the fourth down thought. And I was left completely unsatisfied after listening to Cynthia on this, for this reason. You're looking for the analytics. You know, you keep hearing analytics, analytics, analytics. They tell you to do this. They tell you to do this. And she said, no, they don't. She said, sometimes this and sometimes that. So it's still open to interpretation.
I think,
but they can use all the data to help make decisions. With that said, I think Kevin Stefanski made two terrible decisions last week. This is a team that struggles to score points. And you could have tried a 37-yard field goal attempt to make it a 7-3 game.
Yes.
In the first quarter, which, well, that's a lot better than 7-0 and turning it over on downs.
Dan and I were both kind of like, you would have gone for it, right, Dan?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, you're a 3-win team. That's the other part.
But that doesn't mean you don't
but you
try
didn't
to
have
win.
To, but you, maybe you were a 4-win team if you kicked the field goal.
Thank you. That's my point. Just because you're losing doesn't mean you don't try to put points on the board.
Yeah.
Or you try, well, we only have 3, well, let's go for it. Unless, you know, whatever. And then later, because you're a team that struggles to score, the last thing you want to do is give your opponent the ball in field goal range already. And so I think Kevin blew both of those calls. You take the points. It's Brian Schottenheimer hearing Marty in his head saying, if you don't kick the field goal.
I can't believe he just went there.
Thanks. Thanks.
The first one you should have, or the
you do know animal. Where he went there, right?
What?
Animal House? That was an Animal House reference, in case you missed it. He just did one. It was very
cool. Larry Kroger.
Yeah.
I'm offended that you even had to explain that to me.
Really?
That was more offensive than Jeff cursing at me earlier.
Oh, come on. Did you know right off the top of your head that he was going to Animal House? All right.
You're talking to somebody who had it on VHS and DVD. Come on now.
It was on over
this
the weekend.
This is an amateur.
Oh, it was on?
I flipped
which version?
It, there it was.
The clean version?
The clean version.
Ah.
I know. It's not nearly as fun.
It's not even.
No, the editing is poor.
When you're a struggling football team, especially struggling offensively, I think you do everything that you can to put points on the board or keep points off the board. And going for it from the 33-yard line, your own 33, with a struggling offense just made no sense to me in a two-point game.
The problem, and
not taking the points early. Let's get something on the board because we struggle to score.
What's the difference between going for it there and maybe doing a fake punt?
Either one's a bad idea.
Unless I would due to the fact that, again, I can get 1 yard. Like, the big problem I have is the Herald fan.
Then why didn't you?
You should have
because you're a bad football team. That's why you didn't get a yard.
I was able to run the ball the entire game, though. I was able to get at least a little bit of press to do it.
Not when it mattered.
But you the also Herald went. Fan in one was the one that's inexcusable because you should have just called the timeout when realizing it was a hot mess.
And you were playing that with two different offensive linemen, and you were going to run the play. Had Fannin run the 4th-and-1 play all year?
No. That's why you should have seen.
Why would you do that?
I mean, we were sitting there watching it on TV going, call timeout, this is a mess. Call timeout, this is a mess. Call timeout, this is a mess.
Like the ball, your defense is good.
I would have gone for it because I needed some kind of momentum and some kind of points that I could get 1 yard with Quinshon Judkins. I had no issue with it whatsoever.
Well, you didn't. You didn't.
Well, you're right. If we're going to play the hindsight as 2020 game, you're right. Then everybody should be as conservative as humanly possible at all times because then they'll never get questioned.
It's not conservative.
But it is.
It's smart.
Is it?
When your team can't score points, Dan, you try to maximize your ability to score points. And even if you convert the first down on your 33, you convinced you're going to go down and put up points?
To get 1 yard with Quinshon Judkins?
Okay,
yes.
You picked up 1 yard.
Great, now first, I have a first down.
First and 10 from your own 34. You think you're going 66 yards and putting it in the end zone?
Gives me another shot. It gives me a shot to find something out of this offense to get a little bit of momentum, to get a little bit of positive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The feeling going on this whole thing. You need that, just even that little bit of like, hey, guys, we can do
hang on,
this.
Carl.
We can hang.
Carl,
he's
in Sullivan.
Hey, Carl.
Yep. Hey, I agree with Jeff totally, and that normally doesn't happen with anybody. Okay? But
I know the feeling.
I agree with him. You take the points on the one. And the other one is definitely you have to punt the ball. Now, we have a great defense. We have a bad offense.
Play to your strength, Carl. Right? Play to your strength.
That's right. If you can put them deep in their territory and put our defense on, we have a better chance of stopping them. I'm tired of hearing people say, and I've heard it for years, it's only 1 yard, we should be able to get it. Big macho bullcrap talk, okay? And with momentum and crews were aggressive. No, crap. That's garbage. Players don't play like that where, oh, boy, the coach went for it. We are really aggressive. We are tough. No, that doesn't enter their minds, okay? They have to get the 1 yard. And how many times have guys not gotten not just 1 yard, but half a yard, half a foot, okay? They haven't gotten because you don't call that. You don't call that. I don't care how macho you think it is. You don't do it. And as far as Detroit goes, when the coach goes on fourth down every time and predetermines we're going to go on fourth down all the time, you fail 7 times in a row because of that. Okay, you have to determine when to go for each time you do it. Not predetermined, we're going to go on fourth down all the time, okay? And that's the way I see it. It's a game you play as you go, and I don't care what your record is. I don't care if you only got 3 wins. It doesn't mean anything. It's there at that time what you're doing now. Players aren't thinking, we only got three wins, let's go for it. No, that doesn't matter. We want to do whatever we got to do to win this game.
Carl, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call.
There is truth to what he's saying. Look, if you know your offensive line is blowing up their defense all game long, or you feel like your offensive line, you believe that they are going to blow up if you believe your offensive line is going to blow up the defense, then absolutely go for it.
Or even if
you're showing faith in your offense. I know he doesn't believe that, but I think there are points in the game where if you're a dominant team, now you psychologically also bury the other team because they know they can't stop you on fourth down.
You just said something that doesn't work with this team, though. You just said if you're a dominant team.
No, I agree. Why I said it's not true all the time.
If Detroit's going to go for it, okay, we didn't get it. They score a touchdown. Great. We're coming back with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamison Williams and Sam Laporta if he's not hurting out for the year.
Right.
They have the ability to go get points. In the Browns situation, they need to play to their strength, and their strength is their defense.
No, our 4th-and-1 play is based on a quarterback sneak or a running back that we think can get 1 yard. That's it. That's what it's been under Kevin Stefanski.
Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
There's sun in Cleveland. It can't be all bad.
Hey, your dad said sometimes you get 1 out of 3. We got the sun today. We'll take it.
There you go.
Right. So, and I love Cynthia's comments about the situational snow thing, man. God, that is so, I take it when I want it.
Yeah, that was really good, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was. From Ohio person, I know she's from Michigan, but like, I'm being a Ohio person. I love that. I'm going to use that again. So, what I want to get on is a little bit about this, why we do what we did on fourth down. And I think what we're going to see, and we're going to see more of this type of situational evaluation, is what I'm going to call it. That's my new term. But, because I think we're doing a roster evaluation, as I've said all season. You know, that's my fancy way of saying tank, Jeff. You know, I've been saying it all year. But, you know, it's just, and it is. It's a logical way to go about this. And I know we're getting a lot of kick. Well, it hasn't worked before. Well, just because you don't necessarily walk the first 2 times when you only can crawl, it doesn't mean you don't try again. So, and not to say that this tank won't work. We did show we could draft better. But I think getting back to why we did what we did, it's a way to test what our guys can do. It's a way to see what we're able to do. And look, I don't think we're necessarily trying to win. I'm going to do everything that really tries to win at the game. I'm not saying we're trying to lose, but from an analytical standpoint, I think you're going to see this team try to do some things to say, hey, let's do something to see whether we're able good at this. You know, we're going to, you know, write this, we're going to knock this, you know, put this in our minds. It's going to be there for later. I think that's what, and it'd be more interesting, guys. Look, let's face it. We're going to lose. I hope we lose the rest of our game. I know it sounds terrible.
You think we're losing the Sunday?
No, we've messed up, man. Andy, that game against Las Vegas was a huge win-loss. And I know everybody in town loves getting a win. And, nobody loves – not a lot of guys like tank. And I'm not saying I love it, but it's what we're doing right now. So I'm just trying to embrace what we can't control and get the best out of it. But, yeah, I think we're going to probably win this week. But again, we still have the same problems. We scored 8 points last week, okay? Our over completions were still mostly of the minor, you know, short range. We still have the same problems. Our line's still as bad as it was at the beginning of the year. No offense to those old guys. It's time to move a few of them out to pasture. But, yeah, it is. It's exciting. I don't mind seeing it. So fans shouldn't get upset about, oh, we messed up. We could have won that game. Look, we're not trying to win games. We're just trying to develop and build. And we are doing that. Look at Carson. God, I'm going to go out on a limb right now, guys. That's our next current roster Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Other than the obvious.
That's bold.
Yeah, no, I think he is that good. I mean,
defensive rookie of the month in the NFL.
Yeah.
Just announced today.
Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.